At the Oasis office on the Rhode Island College campus, tutors speak in hushed tones as they work one-on-one with students who need a little extra help. Senior Sue Botello sits in the reception area. She's waiting for a session on physiological psychology.
No way around it. It's biology. Even if you dumb down biology, it's still biology. You're talking about neurons and action potentials. Yeah, it's really hard.
And it's been a while since she last cracked open a biology textbook. She's 50 years old, majoring in psychology, and part of a small but growing group of older students seeking bachelor's degrees in Rhode Island. Botello diffuses questions about her senior student status with typical good humor.
Yeah, I'm old. Shh. Everybody doesn't know.
What Botello knows is that she can do better than a retail job at Toys R Us, where she worked for more than a decade. So at a time in life when many of her peers are planning for retirement, she's planning for a whole new career as a school psychologist. She calls it her do-over.
I'm smart. It took me a long time to admit I was smart. I wish when I was 20 years old I would have felt it was okay, Susan. Be as smart as you can. Now I appreciate very much that my brain still works.
The number of students at RIC who are 50 and older has grown by 35% over the last 4 years, faster than any other student group. Vice President for Academic Affairs Ron Pitt says that doesn't surprise him. He calls this group the squeeze generation.
That's a group that is facing some real challenges. There have been studies showed recently that in this recession they have lost the greatest amount of income.
And they're often taking care of elderly parents, while in many cases still taking care of children in their 20s living at home. Pitt says many Rhode Islanders in their 50s and older never went to college, but now they find they need a degree to make a better living.
Many of them have lost jobs from industries that are changing greatly or disappearing. So they are really a group that needs to look at and is looking at other ways of retraining themselves and refreshing their skills and elevating themselves through education.
The changing economy is part of what pushed Donald Mangiarelli to enroll at RIC. He was working as a metal plating supervisor at a jewelry company when he lost his job in 2010. Already in his 60s, he faced a decision about whether to retire.
I was sitting there. I said, you know, I don't want to stay home. I want to do something with my life. I've had a lot of job offers, but none, you know, suited me because they don't want to pay anything, you know. Even as a plating supervisor, you know, they didn't want to pay. So I said, well, let me go to college and learn something.
Taking advantage of the GI Bill, Mangiarelli signed up for all kinds of classes to see what would interest him.
Philosophy, math, literature, world history. I'm taking all my courses, all my electives, trying to get those out of the way till I actually see what I want to really go into.
He's leaning toward a major in anthropology and maybe a minor in business. He already has some real-world experience from his days running a family grocery store. And while he seems to embrace his new role as an undeclared college sophomore, he says it can be difficult being the only gray-haired student in the classroom.
A couple times at the class, the first day of class, they see me walking in, and they think I'm the professor, and I sit down with them, and they look at me like, what are you doing here?
Have you been able to make friends?
I make a few friends. You know, it's just that, you know, a lot of them, you know, that's the old man in class.
At the RIC dining hall, students hang out and grab a bite to eat between classes. Scanning the tables, it's hard to see a gray hair anywhere. Freshman Steve Lazat says he has seen some older students in his criminology class.
You can just tell, you know, I mean, they had gray hair, they were just older. I don't know why they're taking a criminology class over 50, but whatever.
Lazat complains the older students monopolize discussion, but his friend, 19-year-old Terry Montero, sees an upside.
There's this lady that I've actually been working with. She was a police officer. Like, I look at her as an example. Like, I'm learning from her. So, yeah, sometimes it does kind of comes in handy working with older people.
And it's not just Rhode Island College where older students are on the rise. At the University of Rhode Island, the number of students age 50 and older has gone up nearly 50% since 2009. The oldest graduate in recent memory finished her bachelor's degree at the age of 80.
Absolutely wanted to have a baccalaureate degree. All the children have been to college, and that was something I wanted for myself. See, my dad, old school,
Teresa Mahoney says when she was growing up in Warwick, college was for boys, not for girls. She finished high school, got married, and had a few kids.
12 children, 6 boys and 6 girls.
And how many grandchildren?
34.
As she pours a cup of coffee in her kitchen, just across the field from the house she grew up in, Mahoney says she always planned to get a college degree later in life. So at 43, she earned an associate's degree in nursing, and at 70, she went to the University of Rhode Island for a bachelor's degree. She decided to study history.
I've always loved history. I love biographies. I love the History Channel. Oh, my goodness, yes. And biographies, oh, absolutely. So it was natural.
Mahoney took her time earning the bachelor's degree, enrolling in one or two classes every semester. It took her 10 years to finish, but she says it was worth it.
And I would tell anyone right now that's going to retire, just keep going for more education, even if you did have a 4-year college background. The stimulation of learning, the stimulation of being in an environment with younger people, you have your life experience to bring to them, and they will learn from you.
Now a few years out of college and 82 years old, Mahoney says she's done with school, but she continues to look for new challenges. She recently took up the piano, and she plans to play Carnegie Hall by the time she's 100. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.